It's Thursday, September 5th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden, who once promised not to take any money from the fossil fuel industry, is scheduled today to attend a fundraiser that's tied to, you guessed it, a fossil fuel company. Meanwhile, the Pentagon takes money budgeted for schools and daycare to pay for Trump's dumb fence wall thing. And lastly, Republican Congressman Steve King claims he drank from a toilet in a migrant detention center. His review? It's actually pretty good.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
During last night's CNN climate town hall, Joe Biden claimed he didn't know the host of a fundraiser he is attending today is actually a fossil fuel executive. A report from The Intercept says Biden is scheduled to attend a fundraiser co-hosted by Andrew Goldman, a co-founder of Western Liquefied Natural Gas based in Houston, Texas. Like many of his competitors in the presidential race, Biden has sworn off fossil fuel money, as well as money from super PACs, corporate PACs, and federal lobbyists. But unlike his two biggest challengers, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, Biden has continued to do high-dollar fundraisers. The Pentagon said on Wednesday it would pull funding from Defense Department projects, including schools and daycare centers for military families, as it looks for over $3 billion to fund Donald Trump's border wall with Mexico. Trump declared a national emergency earlier this year to take money from the military construction budget, and on Tuesday, the Pentagon said almost $2 billion would come from projects outside the U.S., followed by projects inside the country. An official said the Pentagon is working closely with Congress to replace money diverted for the wall. That sets a great precedent. But that there are not any guarantees that those funds will come.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Newsweek reports that uber-racist Republican Congressman Steve King told a crowd in Iowa that he drank from a toilet in a migrant detention center, and he loved it. "I went into that cell where it was reported that migrants were advised they had to drink out of the toilet," King said. "I took a drink out of there, and it was actually pretty good." God, this guy's nuts. King, who referred to the moment as a personal experience, claims he's got video of his performance. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries announced Wednesday that he is co-sponsoring Medicare for All legislation. A smart move considering Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is actively seeking to recruit a left-wing challenger to replace Jeffries in 2020. From Politico, the House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed the Department of Homeland Security for documents connected to Donald Trump's alleged offer to pardon officials who break the law while carrying out his immigration agenda. Right Wing Watch reports that Alex Jones and his attorneys were denied an appeal regarding a lawsuit that alleges InfoWars broadcast defamatory comments regarding the father of a child murdered in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. And the Daily Beast is reporting that Jacob Wohl, a serially incompetent right-wing grifter known for his spectacular blunders, is wanted on a felony arrest warrant in California for the unlawful sale of securities. Nice to end on some good news.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.